You're listening to a Lanch Day Radio Network Best of Series on HR Voices Series XM Channel 141, hosted by yours truly, James Lewis, a.k.a. the Paragon of Broadcasting Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Sirius XM Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street.
In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lanch J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
Now, speaking of dynamic player like Shaquille O'Neal, and speaking of basketball, we got to talk about the men's basketball team at Jordan Bell. Like, we're excited for this basketball season coming up. We got some new recruits coming in. Joe and I have seen the practice. We've seen some great talent. Yep. And as long as we can... I think the struggle with the basketball team is not working together. As long as we can work together and play hard and have that heart, I think we'll do good this season.
I agree. We saw the team go 3-6 in their last 9 games. Joseph's going to laugh at me because that 3-6 doesn't sound too good. But listen, guys, that was the most games that this team has won in the past 3 years. That 3-6 stretch, that was real improvement from the boys. Yep. And we've seen they lost a few players, but like John touched on, there's a bunch of recruits. This team is hungry, and I'm excited to see how they go. But we can't go too far into basketball season yet because we got volleyball and we got soccer going on right now. Let's talk about how the volleyball girls are 8-3, 6-0 on the road. Shane, I know you love that 6-0 on the road stat. Talk to me.
Hey, man, I love it. It is impossible. Not impossible, but it is dang near impossible to win on the road in any college sport. And our team is 6-0. And it has a lot to do with Kamaria Murray, Morgan Bone, who is injured but will be back in a couple weeks, and Cameron Buckner, the superstars of this team. And I expect them to carry on this momentum as they go into the conference play and play teams like Fisk on the road that beat us earlier on in the season.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we just play every game on the road? I mean, that seems to be our recipe for success. I mean, 6-0 on the road is just incredible.
4-game win streak currently right now.
It's literally just incredible. It is incredibly tough, especially at the collegiate level, to go into opponent's house game after game and continuously come out with wins. I really hope that it can keep this going. I've already said before, the key is closing out sets. Yep. That is our biggest downfall right now with some of the games that we've dropped. If we can work out those small, minor kinks, I will tell you, we'll be very great this season. We'll make a deep playoff
And
run.
When we talk about the volleyball team, we have to talk about our dynamic player in Kamaria Murray. Yeah. Oakwood's Kamaria Murray named HBCU AC Attacker of the Week twice. She has showed us that she can go in the game and get kills, get blocks, get digs. She has proved in her sophomore year, last year being her freshman year, even last year she was showing her skills. And this year, with Morgan Bone unfortunately going down with a high ankle sprain, we're going to need players like Kamaria Murray to step up, Harmony Banks, and Nia Tate to be able to come in the game as middle blockers and dominate the game and try to overthrow our division-leading Fisk.
And really quick, because I want to stay on Harmony, I want to stay on Kamaria Murray and Morgan Bone.
Yes.
But we do also have our soccer season going on right now. Women's soccer, they tied their last game 1-1 versus Tougaloo College, and they are 0-2-1 on the year. And our men's soccer team is 0-3 on the year. They need love, too. They need shine, too. And they play right on campus, and we're going to shoot them, those teams, on to victory. But I want to go and touch, like we said, Morgan Bone, Kamaria Murray. Those are two-sport athletes. Yeah. And our women's basketball team is no slouch.
Yeah.
We got freshmen. She was a freshman last year. Phenom Sanaya Key. She's looking to build off of her year.
Man, what we call her, Lisa?
We call her Baby Reese. We call her Baby Reese, named after her Angel Reese. And what she did at LSU, Sanaya Key, what she did at Oakwood in just a freshman season, I can't even off the top of my head name all the awards she received.
Yeah, I know you guys like to call her Angel Reese, but I'm going to go ahead and just call her Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, she's so dominant. We are talking about the freshman of the year, the player of the year, and the defensive player of the year. She had a clean sweep in the awards last year, averaging 19 points and 11 rebounds. I mean, we can only expect better from her this year, and I'm very excited for that, guys.
Hey, and y'all can't forget my girl, NeNe Adams.
It's
true. One of the best shooter in the conference.
Yes.
She's probably the best shooter I've ever seen with my own two eyes. No lie. This Oakwood women's basketball team is going to be scary and definitely going to improve upon an already decent season last year. I expect much from this Oakwood.
Yes, I agree. We're looking forward to see if those girls can finally win that tournament game and go a little further. But you know a team who did win the tournament game? We also have softball here at Oakland University, and the Ambassador Sports Network covers it every Friday, and we drop on Sundays. But that softball team, we saw them go into the tournament with three true freshmen, Jordan Howard, Jayla Hawkins, and Tony Sim. Those three paired up with Kaylee Johnson and the other seniors on the team, sadly have left us. But this softball team was prolific last year, and I'm looking forward to see what they can do this year and build off of that success.
Agreed, agreed. Last year we were able to go, Lisa and I were able to go to the playoff game that they had. There was a little rain delay, but through the rain, we saw the sun, and we were able to see Oakland University softball team overthrow, I believe it was Rust first, and then unfortunately we had to leave, but I'm excited to see what this softball team has this year. They are very motivated, especially with last year's the way they played last year. It's all this. They're going to their fourth season. So, in only being in four seasons, the softball team has showed that they are ready to play and coming in rocking with this team, man.
And previous head coach Robert Harris touched on it last year in an interview earlier in the season. He touched that in year three, this team was already reaching championship expectations. Now under new head coach Darius Johnson. We see it alone on Instagram, all the training they have, the 5 a.m. workouts they've been doing, all the hitting. They're already out there right now, and the season doesn't start until the spring.
I just have a special message to Jayla Hawkins. Jayla, we've been hearing some rumors that you might not be with us upcoming season. I really do not like that. Jayla, we love you, and we need you. Above 300 batting average last year. You along with Cy Tony and alongside Jordan, all above 300. We're going to need that trifecta again this year.
And we have one more sport here at Oakland, our baseball team. They're going into year four of their program as well. And in Coach Rudolph's year two, they're looking. He got a bunch of new recruits in here. They're the baseball player right now.
What up, Deuce, baby?
Deuce, along with a whole bunch of other recruits, are looking forward to turning around how the baseball team is perceived. And Shane, you work very closely with the baseball team.
Literally, I was at the scrimmage this past Friday, and let me tell you this, guys. This roster has doubled from last year, and we have a lot more speed pitching-wise, and this looks like a whole new team. Completely. We literally have about 10, 12 new guys on the roster, and these guys didn't come around to play. Well, they did come around to play, but you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
You know, these guys, I can definitely see the win total being doubled. I believe we only had two wins last year.
Oh, easy double. Easy double wins.
I can definitely see about 10 to 15 wins this year. And what I've seen from the practices, and even like a bit outside of the practices, like these guys are literally practicing at 10 o'clock at night in the middle of Edwards
in the dorm.
Literally, and you can see the work being paid off.
I agree. I see we're running. We got 4 minutes and 40 seconds left on time. So what we do over here at the ASN, like you see, we go even more in depth. We give you good analysis. We give you stats. We give you storylines. We give you everything over there. We drop episodes every Sunday, and we record on Fridays. But I want to transition over to we focus on Oakland sports on ASN, and then we go over to the national sports news. And today is Saturday. Earlier today, we had some big games in college football, and I want to touch on that real quick. Guys, OSU's playing right now. You know I'm a Buckeyes fan, so is Jonathan as well.
Go Buckeyes. Mr. James Lewis.
Yes,
shout out to Mr. James Lewis. Go Buckeyes.
Shane, you said Julian Sand can't throw, right?
He can't throw.
Last time I looked at the score before we went live, 28-3 versus the Gophers.
Who they playing, though?
The Minnesota Gophers.
Minnesota Golden Gophers. What is a Golden Gopher, man?
It's all right.
Come on, man.
OSU's going to go all the way to the Natty, I believe, and win it again.
You don't believe that.
But now let's go over to Jonathan's Heisman candidate, Tommy Castellanos, who is struggling versus Miami right now.
Now, you start off with calling him Jonathan's Heisman candidate. I did say on the ASN episode, make sure you guys go tap into the Ambassador Sports Network. I did say earlier in the season, after playing Bama, that he was going to be a top three Heisman candidate, and I'm going to have to eat my words, guys.
You have to eat your words?
I don't know if he's going to be a top three candidate. To me, to be a Heisman candidate, you have to be up there in the rankings. And what I'm seeing from Florida, last time I checked the score, it was about 14-3 against Miami. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull it off. And also, dropping a game to Virginia
was
a bad loss.
Despite it being a
high score game, despite him having good stats, it doesn't matter. You ultimately have to get the win. So I'm going to have to drop him for my Heisman candidate, and I'm going to have to hop on the Miami bandwagon.
Speaking of the Miami bandwagon, I got two Georgia Bulldog fans over here. I know you guys are hurt looking at what Carson Beck has been doing. He looks like one of the best quarterbacks in college football. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, it hurts right now. I mean, you know, we obviously dropped that game last week to Bama. I mean, we beat Duke today, but it's not like Gunnar Stockton had the best game.
It's true.
But we're seeing Carson Beck literally take over over at Miami.
Carson Beck does 14, look good.
They're up 14-3 right
last
now.
Time we checked.
And he's already thrown two touchdowns. I mean, he's looking great so far.
Yeah, Shane, how do you feel?
Hey, man, I'm not worried. Gunner to my head. I'm going with Gunnar Stockton to be my quarterback for the University of Georgia. I'm not worried about what Carson Beck is doing over at Miami. He's not even the Heisman anyway.
Okay.
That boy from Alabama is the real Heisman.
Let's put a pause on it. I know y'all hear that stadium pulse in here.
Oh, yeah.
It is jumping in this stadium. We are ready to hear this, see this OU Live Boy game. And we're excited, man. Go ahead. Continue what you're saying.
And real quick, they just gave us the notion that it's almost our time to go. But if you want more analysis and fun talk like this, professional fun talk like this, you can tune into the Ambassador Sports Network every Sunday. You should know that by now on YouTube. But real quick, guys, we got to talk about what happened to Penn State.
They are frauds.
What Nico Iamaliva did, career on the line, 0-4. He asked for $2 million, got booted from Tennessee, went to UCLA, 0-4, and now game of his life for Penn State.
Yeah.
And them, I can't even say Nittany Lions right now.
We have to talk about the transfer quarterback from Tennessee to UCLA.
He had five total touchdowns.
Three
on the ground.
They started off 0-4, but they got this little one dub. They're not going to make a push for the playoffs.
But this game,
yes, this is more about Penn State, and
James
I agree.
Franklin, this is a fireball offense.
Yes, it is indeed.
Yeah. We also have to acknowledge that Nico Iamaliva, I mean, he literally requested a $2 million NIL deal. They end up being turned down. And so he questionably leaves and he goes, obviously, to UCLA.
And Tennessee hasn't missed a beat without him. They look better.
Literally.
And they start off 0-4, and then he somehow just has the game of his life. Yeah.
Penn State is reeling right now.
And all I got to say, giving up 42 points to a team that just fired their coach.
Yeah.
That's a fireball offense.
That's a fact. James Franklin, we talked about your record 4-21 now versus top 10 AP-ranked team.
Wow.
Do we need to start a conversation about you versus Nico Iamaliva? Because I know you're going to be seeing him in your
Come on now.
We can't do that, but that is all we have here for you today. We can't go too in-depth, but if you want more in-depth analysis, where do you go? Every Sunday, the Ambassador Sports Network on YouTube.
All right, thank y'all for joining us.
Yes, sir. We have fun here. We can't wait. We're going to pass it off to Mr. James Lewis. Thank him again for this opportunity. And we're going to pass it off to him while these boys come and do their thing for OU Live.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this. You're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared. And it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry and as well as hungry are really managing coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you definitely from
Uptown,
New York. You definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you shouted out Connecticut.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Typical insurance for every senior.
I'm not actually a stereotypical senior. I just play one in cheesy health insurance commercials. In real life, I have Humana because they see me. Listen to what I need. It's refreshing.
Humana.
Sirius XM 141 A2R Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.